It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're gonna dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, happy free agency day. Yes, it's the start of free agency in the NBA. I always like that these deals get announced, you know, like 6:01 Eastern time. It's like, hey, we got this done in 60 seconds. There's no tampering that's going on here with the Knicks and Jalen Brunson, right? DeJounte Murray was traded to the Hawks by the Spurs. Bradley Beal is sort of a free agent. Looks like James Harden is probably going to give the Nets a team-friendly deal. Come back and maybe, you know, you're able to round out that roster. You're able to have some money, and maybe you get a championship team for James Harden. The Freddie Freeman situation, he's still raking. He hit a home run last night, got the longest active batting streak in the game, and he heads home tonight. Well, he heads home to the Dodger fans tonight. They start a series there at home. Deshaun Watson hearing is entering day three. More on that coming up in a moment. But we got new T-shirts, Avalanche T-shirts. Absolutely. It's available, danpatrick.com. 30% off just about everything there. Hoodies, hats, T-shirts as well. Stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We say hello to those who are watching on Peacock and download that app and also listening on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and Paulie always has, whenever he has an NBA quiz, I always go, Paulie, before you ask me the question, I'll just say Michael Jordan.
You're half right. You got half of the answer right before I've even given you the question.
By the way, baseball coming up this weekend, and you can catch the Royals and the Tigers coverage starting Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern, only on Peacock. All right, give me your quiz.
Dan, someone's got to fight to keep this guy's image alive. People forget about Michael Jordan. All right. Two players in NBA history led the league in scoring and steals.
Michael Jordan.
In the same season. Michael Jordan did it thrice times.
Okay, so led the league in scoring and steal.
Which is pretty rare because it means you're awesome at both.
Okay. It's only happened twice.
Three times by Jordan, two times by one other player 20 years ago. We had him on a month ago.
I was going to say Tracy McGrady.
That's a good guess, but Tracy, very close guess.
Okay. Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson is correct. He did it twice.
Okay.
31.5, three steals a game.
Okay. You know, Magic averaged 3.4 steals a game back. He had one season where he averaged that. We brought up these numbers because now all of a sudden, DeJounte Murray is one of my favorite players because in the last 50 years, he's the only player to average at least 21, 9 assists, 8 rebounds, and 2 steals in a season. The only player to do that. I thought that was pretty amazing. And he's 25, and he's going to the Atlanta Hawks, and that's a nice little backcourt there with Trae Young. You know, sometimes I like to find a team or I have a reason to watch that team. And all right, I'm going to be tuning into the Hawks a little bit more just to see how my backcourt fares. Yes, Boeing.
Magic Johnson at 21 years old, averaged 22 points a game, 8.6 rebounds, 8.6 assists, 3.4 steals and a block at age 21.
Yeah.
Yikes.
In case you're wondering, it's a Meat Friday on Thursday because we're off tomorrow and next week. But Tyler, the operator, is actually, I'm watching him now. I got all these cameras here, so I can actually monitor what's going on. Tyler is putting some food right now on the Traegers. I got brisket burgers, brats, pigs in a blanket, pasta salad, and corn on the cob. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody does.
Nobody does. All right. Here's some information on Deshaun Watson that I heard. We're in day 3. My source says one more day. Let's see where we land. At the moment, it's too early to read into the proceedings. Now, he's not involved. He's involved on the kind of the periphery. So he's witnessing that. He knows what's going on. He says, looks like the league is not budging off their most unreasonable position of indefinite suspension. Players Association will make some good points, have made good points. Generally speaking, the arbitrator is a serious person who is fair and tough. And then my source says, there seems to be a split in the NFL side of things. Some want to settle and have it be over with. Some holding out for the arbitrator to decide in their favor. At this rate, not ending anytime soon. I think the headline there is a split in there of what they want out of this. Would you just settle and move on? Whereas some, I think, are holding out hope that the arbitrator will rule in their favor and give him an indefinite suspension. You just don't want to have this where you decide it and then something else comes out. We've seen this before with the NFL, certainly with Ray Rice. You make a decision, you issue a punishment, and then there's video. I don't think there's going to be video. I don't know if there's a smoking gun here with Deshaun Watson, but I'd hate to have. Now, this is a judge. Former judge who is making this ruling here. And once again, if she says no punishment, there is no appeal by the NFL. They cannot appeal that. But let's say it's 6 to 8 games. The NFL will appeal that because they have to. Like, this is more of the public perception of this too, that we have to show that we're tough on this. But can you... I don't know if publicly you could over-punish him, but I think you could certainly under-punish him. If they go, 6 to 8 games. I don't think that's happening, but I think you have to understand the appeal process. The NFL, if they decide they want to appeal, guess who gets to hear the appeal? Ladies and gentlemen, the Commissioner, Roger Goodell. Hello, Roger. I guess we know who he's favoring here. You know, Roger's siding with Deshaun Watson.
Can you imagine Roger sitting in his office and goes, I'm not really sure who to go with here, the player or the gigantic billion-dollar league?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm weighing the evidence here. But all right, so that's what we know right now. The Freddie Freeman story, that took off yesterday. I don't know if many people, me included, focused as much on him going back and how emotional he was when he went back to Atlanta. Because I just thought, all right, he's emotional. That happens. You go back, you meet somebody, you meet people. When I went back to ESPN, it was emotional. I didn't want to stay, but it felt like Freddie Freeman maybe didn't want to get on the plane to leave Atlanta when it was all said and done. The whole weekend, he was celebrated. And then there was a report by Doug Gottlieb, Fox Sports Radio host, who's filled in on this show before. And Doug said that he had a very good source
He was saying, you know, certain things about Freddie maybe wasn't presented the final offer by Freddie Freeman's agent. But I don't know if we're going to find out these answers here. I don't know if somebody says, I got emails here. I got text messages here. But, you know, from what I was told yesterday by a source, that the Braves probably got to a threshold point where they just said, you know what, we're not going to match that. And they decided that they were going to trade for Matt Olson of the Oakland A's. That's it. Now, we called for everybody just to give everybody an opportunity if they wanted to talk about this, but probably not going to happen. Yes, Todd?
Imagine you're shaking hands with your former teammates before the game, and all of a sudden one of them drops, we still can't believe you didn't accept the blank amount of money. It's like, what?
Yeah.
What number was that?
I don't know if it's, you know, the opening lineup card. Or you go to the plate, first time you're at the plate, all of a sudden, you know, you got catcher going, why'd you turn down that offer? I mean, they wanted you.
What offer?
No. Didn't you hear about this? Wait. Hee-ha! Wait. I didn't. He was talking to me.
That's not the number I got.
Yeah. Wait. What was it?
Hey, Freddie, they were going to give you $149 million, and you didn't.
Steve! every at bat, I'd just go up there going, man, they're going to offer you like $148, $150, man. You know, you do taxes, and, you know, cost of living, you know. You shouldn't have left. Hee-haw!
Freddie Freeman Ofer.
Yeah. Nate in California. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, Dan? Good morning, fellas.
Hey,
there's a lot on my mind. I'm a big Dodger fan. I live in SoCal. The dude talking about Rendon and Freddie, that was outrageous. That was outrageous. I think Freddie's just kind of having a little emotional get down, and
yeah,
he's going to be a Blue and always going to be a Blue. Quick question, though. What if the Dodger did get Ohtani next year, the year after that?
I guess nothing would surprise me. I would love to see Ohtani on a big stage. I mean, not at the detriment of the Angels. You know, you just want to see that team do well. But, you know, the history is against them. Ohtani was incredible again last night. He struck out 11. He won his fourth straight start. Angels beat the White Sox there. First player in baseball history with at least 3 pitching wins and at least 6 home runs in the same calendar month. The only other players with at least 3 wins and 5 home runs in the same calendar month, Don Drysdale, the Dodgers, Wes Farrell did it for the Red Sox.
Ow, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day. This is the start of the day.
Melissa Etheridge, thank you. If only Ohtani could pitch every day, you know? Yeah, Paul.
A couple years ago, remember Anthony Rendon in Washington? They win the title. He's MVP. I think he's third in MVP. Hit 319, 126 RBI.
I know.
And he signed a monstrous deal.
Yeah.
He's hitting 228 this year. He hit 240 last year.
Hey, I was on record loving Rendon, what he did in Washington, and I thought, wow. He was going to the Angels, and all of a sudden, I think I saw him in the fight. Didn't he have a cast on? I think he wasn't playing, but yeah, that has not turned out well. Yes, Paulie?
The good news is the Angels only owe him $38 million per year for the next 4 years.
Yep, I like that. Yeah.
Holcomb.
Good deal. Good deal. Dale in Kentucky. Dale, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First, I've got a culinary question for Polly, but first you were talking about Cincinnati beers. My college roommate was from Northern Kentucky, which is basically Cincinnati. You ever had a Hootie Delight?
Oh, yeah. Get moody with Hootie. Rock and roll with Hootipole.
Very cool. All right. So this is a Chicago culinary etiquette question for Polly. Ketchup on hot dogs. My research shows that in Chicago that is a faux pas. I'm totally with that. What do you guys think? I think it's wrong. My wife puts ketchup on hot dogs. I just think it's wrong.
Dale, what is going on there?
On his skateboard?
Is he working a roller rink?
No, a fertilizer truck just drove by. I'm weed-eating a yard right now, trimming a yard. So.
Okay. All right, Dale. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, historically, it's mustard, onions, and so forth on hot dogs, no ketchup.
Relish.
Oh, yeah, relish, sport peppers, all that stuff. Mm. People in Chicago, old-school people especially, are very terse about the mustard thing and no ketchup on hot dogs. Mm. You could find it. It's available. Like, when you go to a place that serves hot dogs, you can put it on. You won't get beat up or anything.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Welcome back.
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. Hope you guys have a great time off and vacay next week.
Thank you.
Real quick, I understand why you're taking it off. We're sort of in the summer sports purgatory. We got 70 days till NFL season starts, 108 days till the NBA season starts, and until then, we got Daniel Snyder, Deshaun Watson, Terry McLaurin, and Jalen Brunson. Kind of dry time, but hey, I'd like to know what you guys are all doing for vacation. I know, Dan, you said you're going back to your hometown. Are any of the other guys going anywhere? Marvin going to go to Disney World and Disneyland in the same year? But anyways, thanks for taking my call, and I do have a stat of the day if you got time.
All right, Andrew.
At 30 years and 349 days old, Mark Appel became the oldest former number one overall pick from the June draft to make his major league debut when he pitched a scoreless ninth inning for the Philadelphia Phillies last night.
Stat of the day. Yeah, great story. But I remember, I think he was drafted by the Pirates, number one overall, rejected their offer, then went back to school like 2013, and then went back into the draft there, but finally making his major league debut. We'll take a break. Our good buddy, Nick Wright, who's been feuding with Draymond Green. I don't know if it's feuding. Who are you going to take in that fight? Like, verbally, I'm taking Nick Wright. Basketball-wise, I'm taking Draymond. Physically, I'm going to take Draymond. Yeah, Marv?
I don't know. Draymond's kind of ruthless when it comes to the verbal.
I don't know. I've been around Nick Wright. He's quick. He's sharp. I think he could slice and dice and then Draymond not even know it. And I'm going to take Nick Wright dressing better than Draymond Green.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
When he came in with that mob coat on when we went to dinner that time, I'm like, look at this. Blood red, full-length coat. And I went, what is going on here? Take a break. More phone calls coming up. Also, Michael Wilbon will join us coming up a little bit later on. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Kevin in Ohio joins us on the program. Good morning, Kevin. What is on your mind?
Good morning, DP. Just want to thank you guys. You guys bring us a lot of joy here in Ohio, and we want to welcome you back this weekend.
Well, thank you.
My question to you, Dan, is who do you most think your jump shot is like? I'm a UD fan. Would it be more like Jack Zimmerman or Jim Paxson?
I'd like to think I was a better shooter than Jim Paxson. What?
Of course you do. Who wouldn't want to think they're better than Jim Paxson?
Jim Paxson didn't have range. Jim was a spectacular player. Jack Zimmerman had range. I'd like to say Klay Thompson, you know?
Now, you're referring to the Jim Paxson who did play years in the NBA.
Yes.
Half of him as a starting shooting guard.
Yes. He was a scoring guard, not a shooting guard. Big difference there. God.
He averaged 22 a game.
That's okay. There are a lot of guys that, you know, average points. Are they great shooters? Nick Wright joins us, co-host Fox. First things first. Hi, Nick.
What are you talking about, Dan?
Just talking about my jumper.
No, and I know it's your favorite topic, but at some point, reality's got to set in. I mean, Jim Paxson hit a jumper to win a championship.
No.
And you
no,
just
no,
said.
No, 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 no.
Oh, John Paxson.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about John Paxson. Okay. All right. Jim Paxson, you know what, is out of my purview.
Okay.
I think the caller would be more interested in John Paxson, to be totally honest with you. Jim Paxson. Okay. You know what? I started off on a bad foot. I thought we were talking about John Paxson. I realized it as I said it. Saw a little twinkle in your eye. You're like, oh, I got Nick in the jackpot.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Because you're an NBA historian, and I just...
Historian.
Yeah.
That is true.
Okay.
It's a bad job by me.
Yeah.
But you also did just say you like to be more like Klay Thompson, who might have the prettiest jump shot in NBA history.
Thank you.
No, that's not a no.
Oh.
What do you mean, thank you? Well, I was saying Klay Thompson might have that.
All right.
Not you have that.
Okay. If you're going by just looks of jumpers, just the cosmetics of this, You put
Reggie Miller's in last place. Sorry. I know that you're not. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Ray Allen, Clay, Steph.
I don't put Steph there.
You don't think
Steph's jump? I don't think like his form and release are as pretty as Clay or Ray Allen, and I'm trying to find other guys. I think Steph is just – it's just the best. You know what I mean? It's just the best jump shot ever. But as far as, like, when you watch it and you're like, oh, that is picture perfect, like Ken Griffey Jr. swing, Ray Allen and Clay are the two guys that come to mind ahead of everyone else.
I think Steph has to shoot that way to get his shot off. He does have to take different angles. Clay is a catch and shoot. Ray became a catch and shoot. Steph is not a catch and shoot player yet, but he might emulate his father later in his career.
Well, yeah, I was going to say Dell kind of had a prettier jumper than Steph. And again, I'm not Draymond Green. I'm not taking shots at Steph Curry. That's not my place right now. I think it makes it more remarkable what he's able to do, but also because of the different angles and because of his size, he can't do it as traditionally as some other guys would. But this isn't what you wanted to talk to me about, so go ahead.
Is everything okay with you and Draymond Green that he called you out, called you Nikki? Give us a summary of why Draymond Green has a problem with you.
Well, because Draymond Green's true passion is media criticism, not basketball discussion. And Draymond, like, let's be very clear here on what's happening with Draymond Green. Draymond Green does not see the obvious hypocrisy in his opinion that if you didn't play in the NBA, you shouldn't have a seat at the table at discussing or criticizing or critiquing NBA players. However, if you have no training whatsoever in journalism, commentary, or media, you of course are able to criticize professionally trained journalists, commentators, and media. And by the way, I think athletes turned commentators is a great thing. I am not trying to exclude anyone from the group. I think there's an obvious hypocrisy in those trying to exclude others, not wanting that same exclusion to happen to them. But the other thing is this, like Draymond he's running out of content. And so, Liz, we talked about my Andrew Wiggins thing. He had a lot of my Andrew Wiggins stuff wrong, saying that I need to, you know, own up to the opinion. I tweeted out the Andrew Wiggins take the moment the Warriors beat the Mavs. I'm the one that put it back into the ether, but that's fine. But that got him some traction. People are like, oh, yeah, kill Nick on Andrew Wiggins. So he does it right after they win the championship, and then he goes on a little 10-day break, and the next podcast, and it's like, oh, boy. This time of year, the sports commentary game's a little tough. So no games going on, no sports, no stories. So let's just run it back. But then Skip was on vacation, Stephen A's on vacation, and all of a sudden it's like, oh boy, you know what? What if I run that same Nick, almost word for word, the same Nick Wright opinion, but I'll call him Nicholas. Woo-hoo! Oh, that'll get him. That'll get him. And so, listen, I get it. New media. And so, you know, I mean, they're coming for all of us. But I just, you know, I'm excited to see what the next chapter is.
We're talking to Nick Wright. He is a co-host of First Things First. You don't take time off like Skip and Stephen A. You guys are always there grinding.
Well, no, I'm going to take time off here. And Skip, Stephen, and by the way, don't take time off like Skip or Stephen A., or Dan Patrick, you know what I mean, who I believe is about to go on quite the vacation. I'm going to take time off just later. I'm going to take some time off in July and August. And so, but not right now. Right now, you know, with NBA free agency, I need to be on the air. I need to be discussing the Knicks giving Jalen Brooks $110 million.
But I did wonder, though, that I wonder what Luka thinks about this. That it feels like he can't afford to lose players like this. Now, Mark Cuban can afford maybe that, you know, they don't want to spend that money. But if you're Luka, are you closer or further away?
I think that, and the Mavs are smart, I think they go to Luka and they say, listen, let me show you what happened with Anthony Davis. He was great at a young age. So the team overreacted, traded a lot of its future for a good but not great at the time player, Drew Holiday. gave him a defined ceiling. LeBron James, great at an early age. The team then tied, you know, said, Mo Williams, come on down. If you're good, if you're so great, sometimes what hurts you is we feel like we have to microwave it and we get a second player who is not a true difference maker, pay him like he is, and we're locked into the team. We've got, you know, a 10-year plan for you. And by the way, we went out and got Christian Wood. Tim Hardaway Jr. is coming back. So we're not going to be worse. But what we're not going to do is make it so our big two is you and Jalen Brunson. We want the secondary player to be better than Jalen Brunson is. I think Luke is smart, and I think he would understand that. I like, because, or else you get in a bit of a situation, Dan, the Hawks found themselves in. The Hawks tricked themselves a bit by believing that conference title run was who they were, and they locked everybody up. And then this year is maybe more realistic to who they were, and they're like, oh, we're not even close to good enough. And now what do you got to do? You trade three drafts unprotected for, and I like DeJounte Murray a lot. I think he will really help them. But now they're all in. That's their team now. It's going to be Trey, DeJounte, you know what I mean, and their other pieces. Like, that's going to be, for the bulk of the next 5 years, who the Hawks have. They have no flexibility. I like teams that have the flexibility for if and when Dame says, I'm sick of this. If and when somebody who's a real difference maker asks out.
Better move, the Lakers didn't get Kyrie, or the Clippers got John Wall?
Oh, I think I wish the Lakers had gotten Kyrie. Kyrie and LeBron work. Flatly, it works. So I think it's a bad move that they didn't get Kyrie.
Okay.
And I am – the John Wall thing, I'm not against. I think anyone acting like they know that the John Wall thing is going to work is being disingenuous. But I also think anyone acting like they know that he's cooked is being disingenuous. He was on the shelf last year, not for injury, but because the Rockets just wouldn't play him. And we saw Al Horford, that happened with him in OKC. And then that actually did his body good. He was good for the Celtics. I think Clippers are going to be really good. And I think anything they get out of Wall is a bonus.
I was just, you know, Kyrie going back to the Nets, I think people are like, yeah, let's move on to the next story. I'm like, no, this is still a story. This is fluid.
Yeah.
Because if I'm KD, I don't know what I got here. And at what point do the Nets know, hey, he's going to play for that next contract? Are we going to trade him? It just feels like...
What do you think's more likely? More likely than not, Kyrie finishes the season with the Nets. Even money bet, you can take yes or no.
I would never bet on him to do what is logical. Like when he said, oh, you know, whatever, great people or different people, yeah. And we, you know, we change the world, and then he opts in. Like, he didn't do anything daring. Like, dude.
That was the greatest tweet. They're like, those who dare to be different change the world. Yeah. By daring to be different, I'm doing the most basic thing imaginable. No, listen, Kyrie's a different cat, obviously. But I agree with you, the story's not over. I think there are a lot of interesting pieces of it. One, that the Nets offered him longer-term contract he didn't take. Two, that the Shams reported, well, not Shams reported, he told Shams he was opting in, not telling the Nets. Three, Wendy reported that Sean Marks had the okay from Joe Tsai, even if it meant losing Durant,
I know. It,
rather than give Kyrie the max. All of those things lead me to believe that Kyrie is on his last strike, and now that he opted in, he has no leverage. They can send him anywhere. So I think that he's got to be on his, you know, best behavior, and that includes no sabbaticals, no paid time off. Like, I don't know. He's not a reliable guy.
I'm guessing that he'll be traded. I don't think he ends the season. Unless they're playing so well and there is chemistry and that – it feels like they're just waiting for KD to give the sign. Like, you know what? Go ahead. Because KD's been there for 4 years. It doesn't feel like they're going to ship KD after if they, you know, trade Kyrie.
No, and KD's excellent. I mean, and KD doesn't want to leave. And the other thing is this. Check the Nets roster. Something will jump out to you. They don't have any forwards but Durant. They have a few centers. a bunch of guards, and Durant is the only guy on the roster listed as a forward, small or power. The reason I mention that is this. They, even if Kyrie were on his best behavior, one could argue that trading him for some wing depth, you know, Durant tweeted during the draft, it's a wings league. Yeah. And I think that was about the players being drafted. But it also was an interesting comment on his team that has no wings other than him. It's got small guards and shooters and then Claxton and, you know, bigs. And so I think there is an argument to be made, even if Kyrie doesn't do anything, that the Nets might look at it and say, we have, even with Ben Simmons, we have plenty of shooting. What we need is more wing defenders out there, and maybe Kyrie can get us some of those.
And I misspoke yesterday because I thought, you know what, Ben Simmons is going to be healthy, but I don't know mentally, physically. He went through back surgery and is not going to be available this summer until, I guess, training camp at the earliest here. So factor that in. He's not going to play in the summer league. He's not going to have any run.
The whole thing's not great, which is, by the way, did you see the Vegas odds on this? The Vegas odds on the Nets have been more skewed than any team I can ever remember seeing. They are the favorites in the East. They have better odds than Milwaukee does. I don't get that at all.
Or Boston.
I just flatly don't understand.
Yeah. The Celtics. I mean, why would they have better odds than the Celtics?
The public loves them. I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
Great to talk to you as always.
You too. If was my internet connection screwed up here at the end?
No, you're
Did
good.
Did I mess something up for you?
No,
I'm
one.
Good. Oh, okay. I was worried about that. Okay. You enjoy your vacation. I've got something that I'm sending to you, Dan, but you're not going to be there to receive it. And now I find out no one's going to be there to sign for it. So I got a big problem that I got to take care of that I might need to hit Fritzy offline on. I might need one of your guys to sign for something.
So
I'm just letting you know.
You want to give me an idea of what it is?
It's a token of my appreciation of our friendship. And you and the crew can share it. That's what I will tell you.
Is it something that, if we wait a week, then it might spoil?
It's something I would prefer not to be left out in the sun for a week. Yeah, that is true. But I didn't time this right. And, you know, shipping delays and, you know, infrastructure plans. And I don't know.
Why don't you wait until we're back and then send it?
It's already en route. Is the problem.
Do you want me to give up my vacation, not go on vacation, just to get the gift that you're going to send me?
No, but I might want someone to hang out at your studio tomorrow for a few hours to sign for a package.
All right. But you don't owe me anything.
I don't know. No. It's a token of my appreciation of our friendship.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all it is. Okay.
How much is it worth?
I don't know.
Is it more than my token of appreciation our friendship?
No, I don't know. Listen, man, we can talk about that or not. That's up to you. No, it is not. But it is. It's worth more than I would like to go to waste.
Okay.
It's worth enough that if you won it at a casino, you'd have to fill out a form.
Okay.
How about that?
I wanted to make sure that I showed my appreciation for Nick, so I bought him a watch.
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't know if we could talk about this on the air.
No.
I didn't know. Dan bought me a Breitling. I'm wearing it right now. Dan made fun of me
for
wearing a fake watch on television.
I did.
And then told my wife he would buy her a real one, even though she owns one, in a very uncomfortable moment. And then talked about it all on the air.
Yeah.
And then
I felt bad.
Sent me on Father's Day a package that just said, "Who's your daddy?" And it was a Breitling. It's a true story.
I know.
And now I'm like, God, dog it. Now I got to get him something.
You didn't. No. It was so great to just send that and have you open it up with no name attached to it. Just said, "Happy
Nothing,
Father's
just
Day.
Say, Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?"
Yeah. And then I called him and said, "What are you doing?" And do you know what he said, America? "What ballers do." That's what he said. You're like 70 years old.
I know.
Like, what do you why do you talk like this? It was such a flex. And so, yeah. So right. I sent something back. Right. Have a good fourth, buddy.
Hey, my best to the family.
Oh, the kids too?
Yeah, the kids too.
Good. All right. I'll see you later.
Thank you, goodbye. Nick. That's Nick Wright. Let's take a break when we come back. Did you have an iTeam report there, Paulie?
Well, a lot of people are asking, does Nick Wright have a ponytail or a man bun going on? Because they couldn't tell with his hair situation. It's getting longer, but it looked like it was in some type of bun.
Oh, I don't think he's a bun.
I don't want to, as a journalist, I don't want to accuse anybody.
I think it was more mullet than bun.
Okay. I'm seeing.
I mean, having seen that in person.
We'll keep an eye on the story.
Yeah, I didn't see a bun, but it is getting a little bit longer. For a guy who had his head shaved there for a while. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Michael Wilbon will join us. That's a little bit later on, back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Poll question, Seton. Update the results if you can, please.
For hour two, Dan, we put up team you can't picture winning a title. Mean-spirited. Oh. Paul Papps. Your options are the Hawks.
Paulie, this is yours?
Here's why I wrote this, Paul, before Seton gets to the teams. There's certain teams that they could be good. They could maybe get to the Eastern Conference Finals or the NFC title game. But I can't picture them hoisting the trophy and having the celebration. No offense, but like the Atlanta Hawks, they've had some good players here and there. But I cannot picture the Hawks, you know, as NBA champions. I think I could picture the Lions. All you need is one great quarterback and maybe you can get there. But
oh, I can't see the Lions.
No, I can't either. But
they had a great quarterback.
Here's our scene's got the list.
Okay.
The list is the Hawks, Lions, Browns, Guardians, and Clippers. People very upset that Cleveland gets two teams on the list.
Now, the Clippers feel somewhat close. I think they're going to be top five in odds next year.
No, they're the co-favorites.
Which is
right now.
It's still hard to picture.
Co-favorites.
I don't think the Hawks are far off either. I mean,
further away from a title,
question mark?
Hawks. It feels like the Hawks would be further away.
Right now, the Lions are winning with 62% of the vote.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that. A couple of phone calls in here. Jim in California. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Dan. I also wanted to wish you guys a happy 4th of July and enjoy your vacation or enjoy your time off then.
Thank you.
Anyways, my question is related to the Freddie Freeman situation. Is that obviously Major League Baseball was under a lockout, so obviously they couldn't talk to players. But would that preclude the agents from talking to the teams during the lockout, maybe iron out some details or so, then maybe get ready to go when the lockout is lifted? I just want to have your thoughts on that. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sure that they talk. You know, you don't have a paper trail. I mean, I don't know if baseball is going. We're going to keep an eye on every agent and big-time free agent. And I don't see that happening. I think that what they want to do is don't rub our faces in this. Like, let's try to be respectful here to what we're asking you to do with the deadline. But I don't think you could go third party. I mean, you could get it. You can send a message. You could negotiate soft negotiations. You could give an outline, parameters there. It happens. Absolutely. Dave in Tampa. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. How are you?
Good, sir.
59169. Couple of quick things here. Actually, I've interviewed you before. I was a local TV sportscaster for 25 years, and we did a nice two-minute interview back in 1997 at the Final Four in Indy. And I've seen your jumper, buddy. I just have to say, it's butter. It was just absolutely pure.
You're a damn good reporter, Dave.
Every now and then I get some things right. Okay. But the big thing is you guys were on a great roll in the 9 o'clock hour talking about awful Midwestern beers, and Blatt's the leader in the clubhouse by far.
Yeah.
But I have a terrible trio that can maybe not equal that, but come close to it.
Okay.
So I'm going to offer up Special Export, Löwenbräu, and Heineken. You take the top off of each of those three, and it smells like a dead skunk on the side of the road.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. Yes, Paul.
I've been drinking beer for a long time, probably since I'm honestly 14 years old.
Yeah.
Löwenbräu is the only beer in my life where I've taken a sip and said, you know what? I'm pouring that down the drain. I heard bad things about green bottled beers.
Yes.
That the sun and something happens to make them skunky.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a myth or what, but I poured a Löwenbräu down the drain. I was 15. I was drinking everything.
I remember I grew up drinking Colt 45 malt liquor. And it's not one of those where the ladies thought, wow, you're drinking Colt 45.
Like Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. Williams. Malt liquor. You know, it didn't have the ring to it where you go, oh, what am I drinking? Malt liquor. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Well, bad beer. More bad beer. When I was 4 or 5 years old in the late 1970s, my father showed up with a case of something called Billy Beer, which was the...
Billy Carter.
Yeah, Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother.
Yeah.
He had one, just like Polly saying, he didn't finish it. But all these years later, my father's now 83, and his catchphrase is, one day that's going to be worth something. We still have, up in his home in Michigan, in the basement, 23 beer cans, full beer cans of Billy Beer. And, you know, for the right price, I can work out a deal for you guys.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I just take memorabilia. I don't pay for it. I just take it. Joe in Phoenix. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Dan, I was going to see about if you ever had oat milk.
Old Milwaukee. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then I was going to ask you, the first major league pitcher in MLB history being a first pitching starter and first designated hitter, Shohei Ohtani. Huh? You guys have a great 4th of July.
Thank you.
Talk to you guys soon. Love you guys.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, Old Milwaukee, sure. I'll sip one. You know, if a beer is cold enough, I'll drink it.
That's their motto at Old Milwaukee.
That's my motto. If it's cold enough, I'll drink it. Yeah. Yes.
There was a point in time that Meisterbrau was a big deal in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Mr. Beer.
St. Pauli Girl. You guys ever have that? Had a nice label. Yeah. Had a very healthy woman on there. Yeah. Yes.
We once had these guys come stay with us from Northern Ireland, and they needed a place to crash for a couple weeks. And we went on vacation for 2 weeks, and they painted our house. And when we got back from...
Were they supposed to paint your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the deal. They could stay, but they had to paint our house. And when we got back for months afterwards, my parents were finding cans of Meisterbrau all over the house. Everywhere.
Good lad. Final hour coming up on this Meat Thursday. Michael Wilbon joining us.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.